Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
All right, here's my question of the day. Is there a chance you were high last night and it's held over?
I don't do that stuff at home, Domino, especially during the week. Don't believe in it. Gotta stay sharp. Gotta stay focused. Gotta stay high on life. 1101, Cellini, Domino. The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM here on a Tuesday morning into the afternoon. High straight doesn't matter. We thank you for listening. High straight doesn't matter. You can listen for free, including the Braves baseball. And that's driven to you on the Fan app by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. And Beaver Direct is the quickest and easiest way to shop for a car online. You can also watch us there and the Fan's YouTube channel. Or there are cameras here in the studio.
Hey,
680thefan.com, a similar deal is there. Follow along via the X platform at Road Dog 680, at Matt Lear, at Chris Domino, at Cellini Nick, at 680 The Fan. I think it's been now consecutive days we've had everybody together for the first time in a really, really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to have some continuity on this program.
I feel like this is a shot directed at me for the most part.
It's not really a shot. You're a very busy man. You have a lot of irons in the proverbial fire. That's all.
Gillespie, you're welcome for the job.
Thanks to Tony Schiavone giving you that engineering job over at Georgia. You're just busy. That's all. And it's nice to have you on the other side of the glass. He's not going to tell you this, Chris Domino, but you're kind of the elixir. Matt Lear and I get along a lot better when you're here. I think Matt gets frustrated with Chris and then gets frustrated because he's frustrated with Chris with me.
That's hilarious.
And then we butt heads.
Well, I get frustrated with Chris as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of variables.
I don't care. I don't care. And
that may dig deep into the program psyche.
I don't care. No, see, that's amazing that once again you're looking to point fingers. Your problems with him are your problems with him.
I'm pretty sure Adam and Matt Lear just confirmed what I said, though.
Okay.
You're hearing what you want to hear.
Well,
you're not hearing what's really being said.
Matt Lear is afraid of you. He is. Because
there's nothing to be afraid of.
Are you crazy? You rip him a-hole after a-hole some days, and then you do it subtly, and some days you don't. He just doesn't want to deal with you. Like, I don't mean afraid, like, ooh. I mean, like, why bother with this guy? Who the hell is this guy to get mad at me the way that he does? Me, I just sit here. Whatever.
You do a little bit more than that.
I just sit here. I
listen to you. Guys are laughing on the other side of the glass right now.
Okay.
And they're not laughing at me. They're laughing at what you just said.
Okay. That's hilarious that you have somehow the guy who will MF the bejesus out of people becomes the good guy.
Do you know why?
Because it's expected.
Right.
And the days you don't, oh.
That's it.
Oh, he didn't yell at me today.
That's it.
I don't yell at anybody.
That's why I set the bar low.
I want people to do their job. That's the difference between you and I. I want them to do their job. I don't get frustrated while we're on the air. I don't hit the talk back. What are we doing? I don't send texts out night. Well, I don't do any of those things.
You don't tell us what you want.
See?
Yeah.
You just point.
Right.
Assume we have everything.
Yeah. No. I assume
it's
you
in the
have.
System.
I think you're yelling at the wrong person here, Chris. That's all I'm saying.
I assume you have what you're supposed to have. Don't worry. He'll get mad at you for the other stuff. I just go, all right.
You don't have to
worry
about
it. Bunch of idiots.
You don't have to.
That's how I let it go.
I mean, we are a bunch of idiots. But you don't have to worry about hitting the talk back because you're on scholarship over there. You got the life over
there.
Yeah,
I got the plate. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. I just sit here and go, idiots. And then I'm done. You.
I got to get it out of me.
I have no interest in any of that. This is my new, I told you, it's the new phase of my life.
Paying it forward. I understand.
Pay it forward.
Yeah, I get it.
Be a little happier. Jeez.
I just need to get the stuff out of me. It was Sean Nerney as my sounding board years ago. Now it's Adam and Matt Lear on the other side of the glass.
You started all this by saying, well, nice we're all together.
It's nice to have everybody together. That's all I'm saying. I feel
That's
a
not
lot
all
better.
You're saying.
Have you
people
noticed
know,
how relaxed I've
know.
Been over the past couple of shows with everybody here?
People know that you just saying something is not you just saying something. They know that. There's something hidden, quite honestly, dark in damn near everything you say when it comes to people around
Next week is not going to be a good week. Let's just have this good week because next week you're on remote a lot.
There's like three remotes next week. It's going to be a tough one.
We are also...
I'm taking off next week. I just decided.
Also out of studio on Thursday and Friday of this week. So
Thursday and Friday.
Let's just appreciate what we have right now to echo Matt Lear's sentiments.
All right.
Yeah, let's appreciate the way we have it right now.
I like to be able to look at you guys and call you idiots through a glass instead of having to do it down
just
the
don't
line.
Don't screw today up, Domino, please.
I have a question of the day today, too.
Why don't you post it on social media? Because my question of the day was, what movie best represents your childhood? I think some people are misunderstanding it. Like, when you watch the movie, you go, oh, that reminds me of home. Like, for me, it was A Bronx Tale. Uh-huh. A lot of that actually did happen in the neighborhood I grew up in.
Why are people getting this wrong? What are they doing?
I think they're just looking back. You know, the movie that I watched when I was a child was Goonies.
Oh, you want a representation of a national
show. The X-Platform question of the day is always open to interpretation.
Well, actually, what you're saying is it's hit and miss. Is what you're saying.
Yes, like this program.
Yeah, every day, all day. Every day, all day.
That's all. It was miss in the first inning for Darius Vines last night, and then he settled in. Almost went five, and the Braves rally late to bust the game open 6-1. Darius Vines will be joining us today at 12:30, so we'll talk to him about last night's performance. And Darius Vines, so close yet so far away. You could see he wanted to stay in, but you can also see that, well, this is his sixth appearance in the major league. So when the manager comes out, you got to give him the baseball.
Yeah, what was his alternative? Turn his back on him?
No, there was no alternative.
Drop the ball on the ground? No, you hand it to the guy. You don't argue. You just go. 4 2/3. 4 2/3. Kevin McAlpin and I talked about this last night because Craig Counsell did it to a guy making his major league debut with the Cubs the other day. Took him out with 4 2/3, and the guy was winning a game. He doesn't get the win. Now, because of, well, nobody goes seven innings, let's just make the win 4 innings. Okay, why don't we just give a win to everybody who pitches in a game your team wins?
Across the board, various pitchers get a victory.
Yeah, there might be in a box score five guys. Put a W next to all of them. They all get a win.
They all combine for the win, so they get the win.
Because a quality start isn't real. Now, again, is it quality? I don't know. I do know what it gives you, a 4.5 ERA. It doesn't feel like quality to me. So do we have to start lowering things? Like, if you go 4 innings, you get a win? Like, not only an attaboy, but you get a win? Sure, do it. But let's go one step further. Everybody who pitches when a team wins a game gets a W.
When you make the right decision, as in when it turns out to give you a victory, you get the pat on the back like Brian Snicker did last night. When you don't, like Joe Espada, the Astros manager, for some strange reason, using in a game that they were trailing 2-1 in the ninth inning, using a guy that is their closer in Josh Hader, using a guy that made his third appearance in 4 nights, and he gets knocked all over the place, the fans on the other side are going to say, what is this guy doing? What was he thinking? But as we'd like to say, Chris, that's a them problem. Because Josh Hader got knocked around in that ninth inning.
I believe this about Josh Hader. He does not like coming in there, and I do believe it affects him.
Sure.
And it shouldn't at this point in his career, because he is a bona fide veteran who's gotten paid good money.
But these guys, as you know, are creatures of habit. It's not a closing situation. His mentality is different, and it showed last night. Here's Michael Harris on knocking around, to use that term again, Josh Hader.
Yeah, that was huge against one of the toughest closers in this game. So gives us a lot of confidence and just shows we can, I guess, go up against anybody. We have belief in our bets 1-9. So, I mean, it gave us a lot of confidence against a tough guy like Hader.
A third of an inning allowing 4 runs. Josh Hader signed a $95 million deal in the offseason. His ERA is now 9.39. But like we said, that is a Houston Astros problem. They're 6-12 now.
Yeah. They won 2 in a row. They were 4-11. They were 7 games under for the first time since 2016. 1-2, obviously, lose last night. They got a lot of problems with their arms, bullpen included. And you know what they don't do? I got it someplace. The game notes from last night. If they're trailing, they don't come back. And it feels like Altuve, oh, here he comes again. Yordan Alvarez, here he comes again. But when you don't walk a lot of guys, the ability to stay away from a fifth at-bat from the guys who are swinging it well or the dangerous guys, it becomes a big thing. And, you know, Altuve's having a really good year. I think he's hitting like 390.
He had a great at-bat against Pierce Johnson late in that game.
And he's a pain-in-the-ass, bona fide professional hitter. Alvarez is the scary guy. Now, he gets a little bit more scary late September and October, but he's a scary guy. He's a really good player. The moment you can avoid seeing them is by making sure that you don't walk guys. Play good defense behind your pitcher, because you don't want those guys to have one more opportunity in a 2-1 game that then gets blown open.
A.J. Minter pitched very well in relief last night. Travis d'Arnaud was the catcher. They both said this about Darius Vines. he held his water in what seemed to be a playoff type of atmosphere. Don't forget, as everybody knows, this was that rematch of the 21 World Series. There was just something. Well, that was the talk. But there was something going into that game where it just felt different. If not for that reason, for whatever reason, you got two of the better teams, despite the fact that the Astros are 6-12. You got two of the better teams in baseball going at it.
I thought what it was is they had won two in a row. Now they're going to get a test against a good Braves team. Let's see what they do to open up the week. It's a Monday night buzz. It's not a Friday night buzz. It's not a Saturday night buzz. And in my opinion, short of the, walking in the building again for the first time since you won a World Series, that's definitely a conversation. That team ain't this team. This team ain't that team.
But those guys, those that are still on the Braves roster, did have those memories when they walked in, because the last time they were there was that Game 6 victory to clinch the World Series.
And it's a story. And in a year where there's 162 games, and a lot of times there isn't a story, this is not a... You know, I know you use the word, but it's, and I know you know it's not really a rematch because the teams are different and everything else is different. It's April. But once you do that the first night, that's done.
It's all out of the way.
The Astros, to me, were looking to find out if they can build on a two-game winning streak to get themselves closer to 500.
And Darius Vines had some problems in that first inning. Two walks, two hits, only allows the run. And as we said, almost gets the victory, the only run he would allow in 4 2/3 innings of work. Vines will join us at 12:30. Here he is talking about settling in last night.
Every time I came in, it was a little cues with Travi, like, oh, I need to do this, I need to do that. So just being able to kind of pick up what I was doing wrong and find it when I needed to find it and make pitches when I needed to make pitches. I mean, that's the end goal, is to, you know, you're struggling or whatever, you get in a jam, just make pitches when you can.
46 strikes on 80 pitches. Does he get another shot?
Yeah.
In the rotation, I would agree with you.
They have a day off Thursday, so I don't really know what they're going to do. They pushed. They wanted to keep a little bit of continuity. They could have had Lopez last night. They didn't. We'll see what the off day Thursday. We'll see what the bullpen has to do. It wasn't a 6-inning start, but it was good enough. And by the way, I got nervous for him. Whoa, how hot was it in that building?
It looked like it was a sauna type situation, because Darius Vines was soaking wet as that game went on.
He doesn't look like he can afford to lose a lot of weight. That's my problem. I don't know, maybe two beers. I don't know. He's 25, by the way. He's not a kid. He's 25 years old. He's a little bit more of the norm, what used to happen in baseball. You have a handful of starts and you're 24, 25.
And in case you don't know, his story is a pretty incredible story. He'll talk about that and more. Like we said, Darius Vines will join us at 12:30. Ozzie Albies got a painful RBI in the second inning. He was hitting the toe with the bases loaded. And you saw, if you watched the broadcast last night, at one point he's sitting in the dugout with what appeared to be a hot water bottle over his foot, trying
bladder
to...
bladder bottle.
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
That's the old school. Look at a bladder bottle in like the 1800s. They must have these. They must have everything in that box. There's a travel.
That's the first thing I thought of. They must literally, like in Apollo 13, they got a box of everything, just in case.
There is a travel. I don't even want to call it a suitcase. It's bigger than a trunk. And it must have everything in it. It must be like that Mary Poppins scene where she just keeps pulling stuff out. And you go, how did that fit in there? They had a bladder bottle.
And it was on the toe of Ozzie Albies as the game went on, trying to keep it loose. We'll see if he plays tonight. I guess he was limping around the clubhouse after the game.
You might have to customize a cleat. You might have to cut a hole out. I don't know if that's really a thing. I don't know if you're going to tape up two toes. Not a lot you can do with a bad toe. There really isn't. What you can do is try to give it a little bit of breathing room, and you might cut out a hole in his cleat if that's a direction that you think might handle the pain.
We joke about a bad toe, and I'm not saying it's to the severity level of Deion Sanders and Jack Lambert, but those are two players, Hall of Fame players in the NFL, whose careers came to a close. Ask Matt Ryan when he had turf toe, and I believe his second year in the league. There's just nothing you can do, as you said. Everything you do hurts. I've had gout in my big toe.
I've heard the same thing.
It's crippling.
Yeah, I've heard.
Remember Emmett Smith was on with us?
Yeah, yeah.
And he was promoting some gout product.
Yeah.
And we were talking to him about, you know, his career, the all-time leading rusher, winning 3 Super Bowl titles. When we said we have gout and we know what it feels like, that's when his voice completely changed. He became an animated person because we had that common bond. He said, oh, you don't understand. Here's a guy that played.
He told me that. I know. He had a separated shoulder, and he told me gout was worse.
He played on that old turf in the Meadowlands because he had to, as the Cowboys clinched a playoff berth, with his shoulder in a harness because it was separated.
Right.
He said the gout felt worse.
Right.
So uh-oh.
That's Emmett Smith.
Uh-huh.
So just keep that in mind, Domino, when you roll your eyes when it comes to gout.
Listen, I'm a believer. You want to have as much healthy as possible. I believe that a toe could actually cause other things. It's painful. I'm not denying any of that. I just didn't like how you guys were like, all of a sudden you had this group. You have gout? I have gout. He has gout. I have gout. We have gout. All right, whatever. It's not a club.
I hope you're never a part of that club, Domino. No, I would not wish that upon you.
I got arthritis. I got something else. I got arthritis. My knee...
Which is what gout is.
My knee, the outside of my right knee, is starting to look very different than the outside of my left knee. Like, that's old man crap. When you have, like, you go, didn't your knees used to look like, yeah, they did. But now I got this thing kind of sticking out. It's like a bunion on my knee, except it's bone. It's bone.
You're going to need a knee replacement eventually, aren't you?
I don't know what I'm going to need.
Just cut your leg off. Cut out the middle, man. Be like Lieutenant Dan.
I still got things to do.
Get magic legs. Speaking of injuries, Sean Murphy continues to recover from his oblique strain.
Are we talking about him yet, or is he still like Bruno?
Well, he's been throwing. He continued throwing on Monday. The problem is he's starting to, Brian Snicker said, accelerate activity on a treadmill, but he hasn't swung a bat yet. Might take a little bit longer for that. So for the foreseeable future, you're going to see Travis d'Arnaud and Chadwick Tromp.
Okay.
Kind of share the catching duties. I'm a little bit worried about Travis d'Arnaud wearing out.
Yeah.
He's no spring chicken.
I told you, I'm worried about the bullpen.
He's catching a lot more than he thought he was going to catch.
Conditions are better now. He's healthier than he would have been if this happened in July and August and you were outside in the heat. No doubt. It's better if it was going to happen now. I just need Murphy to come back and then not have a problem again, because I'm going to have to lean back to getting Travis d'Arnaud out from behind the plate. Maybe even a little bit more than I would like. I'm nervous about the bullpen. I just know it's going to be a big accumulation of innings when all is said and done.
And like tonight, there's no way A.J. Minter's throwing tonight after what he did last night. You got to shut him down, right?
Yes.
Even last night, Raisel Iglesias, he didn't come in. Jesse Chavez did because they scored four in the ninth inning, but he was still up and throwing. Yep. They thought they were going to have to use him in a closer situation. Yep. So you really have to look at everything in this bullpen. Johnson, an inning and a third last night. Minter, an inning and a third. So those two, I don't know if they're going to be available tonight, as you're going to see the series continue. 8:10 first pitch again tonight. The Ford leadoff show will come your way at, 6:55, as I do the math in my head.
All right, that's good. That's a good call. I think you're right. I'm not positive, but I think you're right.
And Ronaldo Lopez is going to get the start tonight in this contest.
That's correct.
And we'll see if he can eat some innings again for the Braves. In the meantime...
Although he's the one guy in the rotation that you're looking at innings more than anybody else.
Yeah.
Because he threw like 68 of them last year.
I know, and you have to keep an eye on everything. So Alex Anthopoulos is nervous all the time. Certainly he's going to be nervous again tonight because, well, he always is. The 11 o'clock hour is presented by Finley Roofing, Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer. 4 decades of experience and a lifetime warranty on their work. Check them out at finleyroofing.com. You hear the bongos, and the bongos mean the headlines. And I don't know if this story is true or not, but it's an interesting tale to tell. Is Rory McIlroy about to turn heel on the PGA Tour? Is it true? Is it not true? We'll tell you which way the tea leaves are blowing, if you will.
May I? If he does, that'll be a hell of a turn in 16 months.
I hit it.
A hell of a turn. It would be one of the great... This is the 540.
Mm-hmm.
This would be an unbelievable... As a matter of fact, I'm going to go a step further. Another 600. This would be like a 900.
He's going to be like Hulk Hogan dropping the leg on Macho Man Randy Savage at the Bash at the Beach in 96.
He's spinning, is what he would... Instead of a 180, 360, 540, keep going.
We'll discuss that, like I said, at 11:50. Jeff Rancour on the national stage tonight in Houston. He'll join us for his weekly conversation at noon. And Kirk Cousins officially gets the business. Shut up, old man, from one of his teammates. We go inside the NFL at 12:20. Darius Vines will join us after that at 12:30. When we come back, when will we see Nick Saban again? We answer that and more as we go on campus next here on Cellini and Domino. It's the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
By the way, I got nervous for him. How hot was it in that building?
It looked like it was a sauna type situation because Darius Vines was soaking wet as that game went on.
150 degrees outside. I'm baking like a toasted cheeser. It's so hot here.
Yeah, it was Darius Vines last night, apparently. 1126, Cellini Domino, The Fan. 680 and 93.7 FM. He will be joining us to certainly talk about that and more, a little more than an hour from now. 12:30, Darius Vines almost getting the win. The Braves do get the win, most importantly, last night, 6-1. Tonight, a 10 first pitch, the Ford leadoff show at 6:55. It's going to be Ronaldo Lopez facing Hunter Brown, who in his last time out got the start against the Royals, pitched two-thirds of an inning, allowed 9 runs and 11 hits. So perhaps there's no place to go but up for Hunter Brown, or else he's going to go down to the minor leagues.
It sounded
See what
like
I did there?
He ate a baseball salad that night.
Yes, he did.
This one's yours, son.
Didn't make it out of the first inning. The worst first inning in the history of Major League Baseball for a starter. The opposite of that is really, really good. And the green card is great. And we have 19 green cards still available. It's the deal of the year. 6 of the area's best courses and a cart, all for $249, and a $25 Fire Maker Brewing Company gift card. It's a value of over $600. Cherokee Run, Bears Best, Heritage Hill, Collins Hill, Sequoia National, Wolf Creek as well. 19 are left, so howl at the moon at 680thefan.com. Georgia loses their first player to the portal. That story in less than 5 minutes.
The College Football Voice of the South is going on campus. Presented by Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth, or shop online at SubaruofGwinnett.com.
So if you're wondering when you're going to see Nick Saban in an official capacity on ESPN, it's going to happen on draft night. ESPN is saying 5 hours of wall-to-wall live studio show programming from Detroit. That's what they have in mind for you until the Bears are on the clock. Game day is going to be a part of the programming from 5 to 7. Nick Saban will be on game day that Thursday and then that Friday from 5 to 6 with Rhys Davis, Kirk Herbstreit, and Desmond Howard. Okay. So that's when you're going to see Nick Saban in that official ESPN capacity for the first time.
Laura Rutledge is going to be on with us on Thursday afternoon to talk about a dream fulfilled, being at the Masters, but she also knows Nick Saban and that group well. They have rolled it out, no doubt about it. ESPN wants you to know, we know the NFL Network, but what do NFL guys know about college players? That's really what they're banking on. They're looking more for the people who said, wait, these guys have watched these guys play, as opposed to maybe an NFL Network broadcast that is more about what the projections are for their NFL careers.
Sooner or later, Nick Saban is going to be on the outside looking in when it comes to real games at Alabama. He talked about that as well.
Are you going to be able to watch and enjoy as a fan? Are you going to be writing down some coaches' notes while you're up in the box watching? What are you going to be doing?
My biggest concern is being with my head coach, Miss Terry. I've never, ever had to watch a game with her. I'm a little concerned.
I don't blame him.
That's why you have two TVs. That's why you have two TVs.
I am not someone that my wife can watch games with. It doesn't work out well for her. It doesn't certainly work out well for me. I'm a little bit better now than I used to be, but some people just have to watch games by themselves.
Yeah, I'm not
or without their spouse.
I'm not a pacer. I don't get up off the couch and pace in front of the TV. I don't really curse when I watch by myself. I like watching by myself. I like volume on. I don't like a lot of chitter chatter in the room. I want to watch a game. I don't find, and I know there are people, and I know some of them work here. They get up and they MF things. They get on social media. They blah, blah, blah. I don't know how.
I hate people like that. They really bother me.
Yeah, you said you're better. You're still in that group. Very much so. You're still firmly planted in that group of people.
It's baby steps.
I know, but I don't know how people enjoy watching a game with people like you or turn off or, you know. I just want to watch. Not everything needs to be analyzed, overanalyzed, and everything needs to be mother blanked.
You're right.
You don't have to get up off the couch, walk around. Where was I sitting?
Listen, I can't dispute any of those things, but in the heat of the moment, sometimes things happen. You're calmer, though, Chris, than the rest of us.
If we were going to do a drinking game, how many Hall of Famers do you think these guys are going to be compared to on Thursday night? You know, when they do the... Let me tell you what his ceiling is.
Yeah.
How many Hall of Famers are going to be talked about for guys who haven't put on a helmet once in the NFL?
Is that a good number, 17 and a half?
Higher. More. Everybody's going to have a Hall of Fame type comp. Everybody. You know, I see a ceiling. Marvin Harrison might have 5 Hall of Famers named. That's the problem. Sometimes you go to 5 different people, they're going to name 5 different Hall of Famers. Or one gluttony guy is going to name 3 Hall of Famers. Joe Alt? Let me tell you who Joe Alt is.
Reminds me a lot of Jackie Slater.
What? Yeah. And for the young people going, oh, okay. There'll be enough of those references.
Jackie Slater is the best offensive tackle I've ever seen.
Interesting.
For those of you wondering who that is. Jackie Slater retired. His form, his technique was so good, he could play another 5 years. And he played forever.
And I don't want to say this sounds
so
easy.
What he did to Reggie White in a playoff game, nobody ever did to Reggie White in a playoff game.
I would agree with this. Because you're out on an island at times, and you've got the best player. His balance, even at an advanced age, was incredible. He never looked like it was a scramble. Oh, God. Like Jackie Slater played the left tackle, no oh God moments, really, that you can recall.
I mean, every once in a while he get beat. Everybody does. But you had nothing to worry about with him. You just weren't concerned at all. He was going to handle whatever came his way for the most part.
It's sort of like what Bobby Cox used to say when he plugged Edgar Renteria in. Now, not a Hall of Famer, but just the idea that that's one guy I don't have to worry about. I know what he's going to do every day. Chipper Jones, I know what he's going to do every day. Leave him alone.
So that would be the ultimate compliment if Joe Alt were to be compared to. Now, his father was a first-round pick as well. Played in the league for over 10 years. So maybe he would be compared to his father. I don't know.
Not high enough. There's not enough hyperbole in that. Nobody knows his father played. People know that Jackie Slater played. You know that, and I know that. You're not going to do the father comparison.
The younger generation Googled Jackie Slater, Reggie White in a playoff game. I believe it was in Philadelphia, too. He made Reggie look like a child. And I'm not exaggerating. Reggie didn't know whether he was coming or going in that game. There were a couple of times, we chop blocked him just for the sake of doing it. Just took him out at the knees. Can't do that anymore either. Oh. Anyway, the transfer portal is wide open. Georgia has seen one player leave, Andrew Paul, the running back, coming off a knee injury, 44 yards and a touchdown in the spring game. Does this go back to what you said yesterday? Maybe Kirby was caught off guard by this one because he did get an opportunity to play in the spring game.
It feels a little bit, I'm not playing you in a spring game. Now, we might have a nice relationship. You're not really getting showcased in a spring game, but I don't know if I'm wasting my time on you if I know you're not going to be here. So whenever, I do believe that you know about some guys. Some guys' body language. Some guys will more than hint that they're leaving. The ones that you go, he's leaving after a spring game. Damn. I should have given his snaps to somebody else. I do think that happens. Are we talking about Deion Sanders yet?
We are not talking about Deion Sanders yet unless you want to.
Are we doing college right now?
We are doing college.
Okay, what do you think about a coach who says these are the 6 teams in the NFL that my guys, his son and another guy, who's not his son included, could and should go play for?
I mean, he is going to do things unconventionally. Okay. He's going to do things the way he wants to do them. Do I think it's the right thing to do? No, but I don't think Deion Sanders cares what anybody else thinks. He's going to put it out there. Sooner or later, though,
you're going to win.
Yeah. You're going to pay the price if you don't win. And they didn't win last year, and we'll see what they do this year.
I know that he believes I was in the system. I can tell you the system is unfair. Okay. You putting that publicly, though, here's what I believe. They're 21, 22. Let them speak for themselves. That's my part. My thing is you're supposed to be making men. Why are you talking for them in this regard? Why are you talking for them? You're not setting them up to have these conversations like an adult. That's my problem with it. Look, he can feel any way he wants. He can buck the system. Look at me, I'm going to buck the system. But at what point do you not let the young men speak for themselves? Why are you doing the jabbering?
Because he's Deion Sanders and he really likes to talk. Kirby Smart, going back to the spring game, said Trevor Etienne, who, despite the problems, played pretty well in the spring game, bears some similarities to 2 backs that played for him at Georgia in James Cook and DeAndre Swift. Now, not to the level of comparing draft choices to Hall of Famers, but it is kind of surprising to hear Kirby Smart say things like this.
You think he's trying to build him up a little bit again? You think maybe there's been a little bit of kicking the rear end? And
he really seems like
I don't want to gang up on him in public.
He seems like he really likes this kid.
I agree.
Remember what he said prior to that arrest. Yeah.
He's a leader. Maybe he's trying to kick him up a little bit, build him up a little bit. Maybe. Those are good comparisons.
Did a nice job running and receiving in the game. Gunnar Stockton played a lot. Like we said, Georgia only played two quarterbacks in the game, 23 of 37. He's only got 19 career pass attempts in his career. So,
how long has he been there? He feels like one of them seven-year guys.
I was going to bring that up. It seems like he has been there forever. Ryan Puglisi had a crutch as he was kind of stumbling around. It's a stress fracture, Kirby said, in his knee. It's not a break or a significant injury. That's what Kirby said. But Puglisi is hopefully going to be ready once the fall rolls around. And certainly with the portal open, you know what Kirby wants. He wants another, at least one other scholarship quarterback. They stand at 87 right now.
Yeah.
Well, they got to get it down to 85.
Well, a couple of guys are going to leave. I'll take that. Leave that right here, please. Now you can have it. It is a numbers game. It's math. I didn't realize this. Four quarterbacks on scholarship is something he has said out loud.
Yes.
I don't remember a lot of guys talking about how many quarterbacks. You know, a lot of times there's a walk-on guy or a preferred walk-on, whatever the hell it is. He wants to designate four of his 85 to quarterbacks.
They seem to be fine at running back. If you're looking for a running back in college football, perhaps you would be interested in Penny Boone. Just don't plan on him staying there very long. Penny Boone is at Louisville right now. He said he is transferring, and it's his second transfer in 4 months. He left Toledo, entered the portal in January, chose Louisville. He started his career at Maryland before transferring to Toledo, where he was the MAC Offensive Player of the Year last year. 1,400 yards and 15 touchdowns.
What, did the Louisville deal go sour?
I don't
know. Check bounce?
Look, someone with those numbers is going to take a chance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. If I'm Kirby Smart, these are the type of kids you stay far, 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 far away from. I don't care what his numbers are.
You think that four-month thing, as we like to say.
You think that four-month thing's a red flag? Yeah, I think it is, Chris, if that's what you're asking
me. The chair never got warm. It wasn't sitting in the chair long enough for it to get warm, let alone hot.
So that seems like, again, NIL. You promised me things, and they never came my way, and so I am leaving.
Speaking of, do you see when Jean-Claude Purr said the other day, address the team. I don't have a team. I got one guy. He got his prize freshman from Kentucky to be his first commit over at Arkansas.
And speaking of Kentucky,
so we only talk about the portal being open, I think, in football.
Mark Pope just got a four-star that committed to BYU to decommit from BYU and come to Kentucky.
This is the game. Calipari brings a big kid, by the way, down Arkansas now with him. And then what does Pope say? Good, I've got an opening. You come over here. That's what they're going to be doing.
Brent Venables told ESPN that top to bottom, this is the most competitive offseason the Sooners have had since his arrival in Norman. Now, I don't know what that means, but I do know they're going to be in the SEC this year. So they're going to see things they haven't seen before on a week-to-week basis. That I do know.
Is he talking about the fight for starting positions and then maybe a little bit of depth?
Leaders is what he's saying.
All right.
Third year in the program, a lot of these guys. Big part of building a stable, strong, consistent environment and building a team. Team.
These guys are something else.
As Robert De Niro said, as Al Capone in The Untouchables, and then cracked the guy in the back of the head with a bat.
Well, that guy earned it.
Yeah.
You can't be playing games with me. Don't play games with Al Capone. Do you think that really happened?
He hit someone with a bat and killed him in front of everybody? I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't know if that's a Hollywood version of it. Did he hit him in the knee in the movie? Now we got to make sure that he's... The guy's head is in a pool of blood. It's a better visual.
Yeah, it's a better visual for the movie.
Yeah, do you think that was Hollywoodized?
Yes.
Do you think he actually cracked the guy in the head in a black tie event?
I don't know if it was
okay. So
far as being a black tie event, that part was true.
Uh-huh.
But he's hit people with bats.
Yeah, I believe that. I just don't know if, again, every once in a while you got to kick it up a notch for the movie.
On a quick Google search, it says, there is no concrete evidence to support the claim that he beat men with baseball bats.
Yeah, that's correct.
Ask me.
Has he beat a man with a baseball bat? I'd guess yes.
Ask me why there's no concrete evidence, Adam Gillespie.
Domino, why is there no concrete evidence?
Because if you spoke of it, you'd be the next guy to get cracked with a bat. It's like Vegas. You see a man get cracked by a bat, you keep it here.
Mm-hmm.
You don't spread that around. So, I don't know, maybe that's why. I didn't think he really whacked the guy so hard in the head a couple of times that he laid there in his own blood. I didn't think that really
There was
happened.
Also a great scene in Boardwalk Empire where Al Capone's character beats a guy to death because he beat up one of his guys as he was collecting in one of those prohibition
Beat him with a bat to death?
No,
beat him with his fist?
Beat him to death with his hands.
Interesting. At least he was willing to do his own dirty work.
That's true.
Got to respect that.
It was very true. I guess this is kind of sort of college because they're leaving college basketball. Nearly 17,000 tickets were claimed to watch in Indianapolis the draft last night in the Fever. Uh-huh. Take Caitlin Clark with the first overall pick of the WNBA draft.
I saw a couple of players who are on the Indiana Fever team get very excited once it became official. They're looking forward, obviously, to her being there. They got a whole bunch of TV games. So I will, this was not my question of the day, but it is a question. Initially, the question would have been, can you be a star in Indiana? And by the way, to be fair, we used to ask that about men going to certain cities. Reggie White, why would he go to Green Bay? Can you really be a
Reggie Miller
star?
Was a star in Indiana.
Right. But we have asked the question, have we not? The league would love LeBron to be in New York. LeBron's in Cleveland. Oh, what's he going to do in Cleveland other than it's hometown? So that's not really the question for Caitlin Clark. I don't know who a WNBA star is. I do know that they have 36 games on TV. What you're really asking is, can a WNBA player be a star?
Can you? I guess the bigger question for me is, can you sustain this? And I go back to, 99, when the Women's World Cup.
Yeah.
Filled the Rose Bowl and Brandi Chastain
big
hit
numbers,
the shot.
Bigger numbers than the college basketball.
And everybody thought that women's soccer was going to be the next big thing, uh-huh. And it never at the professional level really took off. Is this going to be the same deal? Can this be sustained? I don't know. I don't know if it can.
Can you, for as many great players as there have been in WNBA, and by the way, I watched the Caitlin Clark thing on Saturday Night Live. She did not mention Diana Taurasi. There's no doubt in my mind she kept her out on purpose. She did mention Maya Moore, who went to Connecticut, so it's not a total Connecticut thing. The point is, though, can a WNBA player be let's call it a superstar? Can you have enough commercials where you are a star?
Well, so far, yes, when it comes to Caitlin Clark. She's all over the place.
For the first time out, we might actually have the marketing end of it. Did you see what they did last night? I'm going to save this. Here's a tease. Here's a tease for Drive. I know what I saw last night at the WNBA draft.
That'll be a part of the Drive. Also, when we come back, that's going to happen in the next segment, is Rory McIlroy about to do the seemingly impossible. All of that will be covered in the next 10 to 15 minutes. Jeff Francoeur at noon here on your home of the Braves. Tonight they're in Houston for game 2 of that series, 8:10 first pitch. Ford leadoff show at 6:55. It's Cellini and Domino. It's The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM and The Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
My question of the day was, what movie best represents your childhood? I think some people are misunderstanding it. Like,
why are people getting this wrong? What are they?
The X platform question of the day is always open to interpretation.
Well, actually, what you're saying is it's hit and miss, is what you're saying.
Yes. Cellini, Domino, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM here on a Tuesday morning into the afternoon. Hey, don't forget, the Braves 50-50 raffle applies to everybody all over Braves country, all presented by Harris Cherokee Casinos. For the first time ever, jackpot's going to be open for the home and road series. Now, what you need to do is enter in person at Truist Park or enter online. An online entrance, you got to be physically located in the state of Georgia at the time of entry. Go to Braves.com.
Because they're physically not here doesn't mean they're not here.
Well, it does in this case, Mr. Blank. Go to Braves.com/5050 or visit the MLB ballpark app while in the state of Georgia.
Here's a question. When it says you're coming up from Florida, it says welcome to Georgia. Is that, do you think you're really in Georgia where you are now a candidate? If you stop, if you get the orange juice on the Florida side, you probably can't participate. Same thing from South Carolina. When you come in, are you officially in the state to enter this when it says welcome to Georgia? You think they've...
Yeah, I think that's
the
where the
satellites...
Yeah, that's where the state line is. I'll assume. That's why the sign's there. I don't know for sure. I'm assuming that.
I thought I had a little bit more side property on my house. You know what I'm seeing now? A couple of stakes that are telling me I don't.
Listen, maybe you're right
Crap
when
changes,
all is said and
man.
Done.
Crap changes.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't change if you need a new roof and you go to Finley Roofing. They'll take care of you as they bring you the hour of 11 o'clock. Jeff Rancour is in Houston calling the national game tonight for TBS, the Braves and Astros. You can hear that game at 8:10 for leadoff show at 6:55. Here on the Fan, Darius Vines, who almost got the win last night, he'll join us at 12:30. So Rory McIlroy's agent, Sean O'Flaherty, is saying this rumor that Rory could go to LIV Golf for an unreal $850 million is fake news. So do what you will with that information, as that rumor made the rounds last night.
Is he an agent?
Yes.
And his lips were moving?
Yes.
I'm going to assume one thing and one thing only. L-I-E.
Sean O'Flaherty says, blank off, wankers. This is not true. He's
I don't know Irish. If you're allowed to say that word.
Well, I just did.
Yeah, I think I said the other day when Tyrell Hatton, when he decided to drop four F-bombs and the worst word ever, he also dropped what I think is an English curse, and that was it. I don't know if that's a curse or not. I think it is, but I'm not really
well,
sure.
If our consultant
but it was overshadowed
listening.
By four Fs
right.
and one really, really bad word.
If our consultant is listening,
really bad.
Maybe he'll yell at me the next time. We get together.
Not A, not know. B. He dropped a bad one.
I don't think Scotty Scheffler swears, but I guess Scotty Scheffler enjoys having a beer or two. As he landed in Dallas, he stopped by the Inward Tavern bar to hang out, which is near the Dallas Love Field Airport. They say as he was in there, he was even wearing the same outfit he wore when he won the Masters. The blue pants, the pink golf shirt, and the green jacket. Of course, you got to have your green jacket on, right?
They called it a dive bar. I don't know if it really is. I don't know if he knows the owner. I don't know what kind of publicity. It's great. Do you know what my question of the day was today? My question of the day, and I actually wrote this down.
Feel free to post it whenever you want.
Okay. What is and where would it be unacceptable to bring the green jacket to? Now, with the Stanley Cup, there's nothing unacceptable. That's strip clubs, baptisms. That's a true story. Kids have been baptized in the Stanley Cup. Strippers have held it. Female entertainment, whatever we're calling them these days. It's been in dive bars. It's been in worse. My guess is it might have been in a crack house at some point. Nobody seems to care. What point does Augusta get mad if you win the Masters? Where can't you bring, like, if he brings that jacket and he is stage
like if he goes to the Pink Pony, I don't think Augusta National would be happy. Yeah, either one
Not
of those
him,
places.
By the way. I don't think he's going.
Girls.
You put a video up, you sitting there with your feet up on the stage, because you're a Masters winner. They might let you do that, with strippers all around you.
And you're making it rain?
Yeah, how bad or how mad would the people at Augusta be?
They'll take the jacket away, I think.
Do you think I'm right? That
you'll still be the Masters champion, but they'll take the jacket away.
I don't even know if you'll still be Masters.
Maybe not. It is Augusta National.
Be like Reggie Bush, never to be spoken of again. You're not a Heisman winner. We took your painting down. My question is, I really think when this baby is born and cleaned up and everything else, we are going to see a picture of this kid in a green jacket. We just are. You're going to wrap him in like a swaddling. I don't want to say that anybody in Augusta, I think somebody in Augusta is not going to be happy with that. I swear to God, I think somebody in Augusta is not going to be happy with
that. But I think if you go and I don't want to say down the hall, no matter what side of the fence you're on, if you protest something and you have the jacket on, I don't think they're going to be happy.
Down the hall!
It might depend on what you're protesting.
So John Rahm, who just had the green jacket for a year, he laid out some of the rules that that are said to be with the green jacket.
No jeans?
Yeah, that's one of the rules. One of the golfers got in trouble for wearing jeans on like Regis and Kelly.
Right. Kelly, okay, you have to wear a collared shirt.
That's right, a collar shirt. He also said the jacket cannot make a public appearance without them knowing. So you're supposed to get the Augusta National's approval before you make a public appearance.
I told you about these people.
And it cannot be photographed while drinking alcohol. So you cannot be wearing it and drinking alcohol.
You can be in a dive bar, but it says, does it say anything about stripper poles?
He did not lay out all the rules, and that one did not come out. But I'm going to assume
I think that's implied. Yeah.
I think if you have to get check with them before you can go somewhere, the Pink Pony's probably not on their approved list.
I would agree with that assessment.
Turn off the GPS and let Domino take the wheel. It's a drive around the sports world, presented by Marietta Toyota. At Marietta Toyota, every new Toyota includes our nationwide lifetime powertrain warranty. Family-owned and operated since 1975. Stop in for a test drive or visit MariettaToyota.com. It's better in Marietta.
It might be my last round at Augusta, but I would love to be a 23-year-old. I don't care about nothing. Win the Masters, bring that green jacket to all the places that the Stanley Cup has been. Just see, and by the way, I'd say, come find me. You want it? Come find me. We'll see you next year. Yeah? All right. Maybe they won't invite me back. Then you know what I'm not going to do? Give the green jacket back. You ban me from playing, I'm keeping the green jacket. I become Gary Player. I become the young American Gary Player. Do you know the story with him? He took the jacket home. They've been pissed at him ever since.
Well, what I'm are they going to do? They're not going to come and get it.
I don't know if they got it back. They let him have a ceremonial shot. Like, he still says he has it. I don't know if that's true or not. I did see one sold. Did you know that somebody found one at a, like, a Goodwill type place? Bought it for $5, then found out it was real? This is years ago. Sold for $140,000. Like, the real, somebody's green jacket. I don't know whose it was. We're going to get to a golfer in a second. So, do you know who was all over the WNBA draft last night?
Thanks for State Farm. Explain this bundling thing again.
All right, Coach Reed.
Not Andy.
Let's say these fries are this car, right?
This guy, and I don't know his name.
And this burger is your home.
So Jake and Flo from Progressive, they're making a lot of money just to make appearances, right?
Those nuggies.
Never mind the commercials.
Do you understand?
Appearance fees, that's where you make the cash.
Caitlin Clark does commercials for them. They paid whatever they had to pay to have him right there so she could hug him and then get the whole thing done. Now, I don't know his name, and I'm sorry. Maybe I don't know if he's ever acted in anything else. Kevin Miles, thank you. I've never seen somebody trapped in who they portray. Flo is a good one. I don't know what it is about insurance people. And this guy, he'll take the check.
They're letting the actress who plays Flo expand a little bit. Remember, she's playing other family members in some of these commercials.
Okay, that's not really an expansion.
It's a nice outlet for her.
Okay. Do you not understand my point? Do you think this
like
guy
like Sergeant Pepper face?
Is this guy typecast? Like, can he not get another job? Yes. I've never seen a guy.
Tough.
I feel like he's the modern Gilligan. Like, I'm sorry, brother, this is it.
So milk he's going to be showing up worth. At conventions with the red polo shirt on and khakis?
I think the difference is he might make enough money if he holds on to the skate, but he can't do anything. Like, if he doesn't show up in the State Farm and say, I'm Kevin today, I'm not Jake, don't you think they can replace him? They've already replaced him once.
They did.
Used to be a different guy.
Yeah.
This guy seems to be making more money.
Never think you're bigger than the job.
Right.
Because nobody's bigger than the job.
Right.
No matter what you do.
And as an actor, he might even be trained as an actor. I don't know if it's frustrating and you just look at the paycheck on the 1st and the 15th. But they are pimping him everywhere. They made sure he was at the WNBA last night. All right. I wanted you to hear this. Mark Lai was a golfer, PGA Tour golfer in the 80s, probably into the 90s. Here's what he said on a podcast when asked about Tiger Woods and perhaps illegal substances.
Is it felt by many around golf, people that really know,
Dan Dockage,
that Tiger Woods has used roids in the past or may have used roids in the past? Is that kind of the general feeling?
Yes, that is. It is, except for the people in Tiger's corner. I mean, you better shut up about it. Nobody has ever gone out like that. Nobody's ever really said that like I'm saying it right now, but there's just no doubt. And I would say about 80 or 90% of the people out there know that, you know, something ain't right, okay?
What do you think of that? This guy was on the PGA Tour for a long time. I don't know if he's got pull or not. Woods' agent has always said, unfounded. I don't know if, I can't find where Tiger speaks about it once. Not once. So what am I supposed to take with 80 to 90% no, but man, it's good for the game. We're all making more money. Shut up.
Yeah, I tend to agree with what he said.
Okay. You think he has credibility because he is a PGA Tour golfer?
Yeah.
So he's heard enough people who say,
yes.
Yeah. But they also say what? Here's what I think happens. Shh. He's a golden goose.
Of course.
Why
if he wants to do that,
goose?
That's fine. It's going to make us all money. That's fine. Okay. They did that for years in baseball when they came back from the strike. You talked about it, talking to Andy Van Slyke, standing around the batting cage. Oh, he's on something. Oh, he's on something. But nobody said anything because baseball, all of a sudden, people were coming to games again because of Sosa and McGuire and then Barry Bonds. So nobody said anything.
I wonder if anybody else in the PGA Tour or affiliated with the Tour, player-wise, is going to say anything. That's Mark Lai, by the way, with Dan Dockage. And that was just done. So that was done after this Augusta, this Masters.
I mean, it makes perfect sense. Hush, hush.
It's interesting to hear it out loud.
But it's the 80
fact. 80 to 90%.
If it's lying in your pockets, that's all that
that's
matters.
That's a Jose Canseco number.
Yeah.
And higher, even. What did Canseco say, 50%?
Because you recover. It's not about building muscle. Yeah, no. It's about playing four consecutive rounds at Augusta, right, walking all that distance up and down the hills.
Keep your body fat down.
That's it. Your body recovers faster. That's at that level, if you're a pitcher or you're a golfer, something along those lines, that's what you want, to be able to recover. The Braves start things off on the right note in Houston. Jeff Rancourt is there. He'll join us from Texas next. Cellini and Domino, it's the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.